to an At Your Service podcast special, a recording of a service to celebrate the centenary of the Royal British Legion, recorded in St George's Church in Douglas, the Civic Church of the Isle of Man's capital town, on Sunday the 16th of May in the presence of His Excellency the Lieutenant Governor. The service is led by the Archdeacon, the Venerable Andy Brown, with musical items from Women in Song Community Choir, the Londo Male Voice Choir, a piper from the Ellen Vannin Pipes and Drums, and Castletown Metropolitan Silver Band. The Lord Bishop, the Right Reverend Peter Eagles, gives a reflection during the service, and all others taking part are introduced by the Archdeacon.
And a very warm welcome to St. George's Douglas for this important celebration. It's a great joy to welcome so many of you here. His Excellency and Lady Gosney were honoured by your presence. Thank you very much, and for the wonderful reception you gave on Friday evening for RBL 100. Mr. President of Tynwald and President of the Royal British Legion, we're glad to have you with us, Steve. We welcome, of course, the Lord Bishop and his chaplain, and we are very pleased to see the Mayor of Douglas and the Mayoress and members of the Legislature and the Borough Council. It's a delight to have you with us. I welcome you in the name of Christ. May God's grace, mercy, and peace be with you.
And also with you.
We sing our first hymn. You may not recognize the words, although most of you will by now, but you will know the tune. O God, beyond all praising.
Thank you. grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
When you go home, tell them of us and say, for their tomorrow, we give our today.
Let us pray. The collect for the peace of the world. Almighty God, from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, kindle, we pray, in the hearts of all the true love of peace, and guide with your pure and peaceable wisdom those who take counsel for the nations of the earth, that in tranquility your kingdom may go forward till the earth is filled with the knowledge of your love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we're able, we remain standing to sing Abide With Me.
Thank you.
we move to an act of commemoration and celebration on this, the 100th anniversary of the founding of the Royal British Legion, or the British Legion as it was then, and how wise of the British to follow that Manx example just the 4 years later. But we celebrate the tremendous work the Royal British Legion does, both as the custodians of remembrance and as a caring charity for those who have served and endured in the heat of battle. Brothers and sisters, we are met together in this house of God to take part in this celebration of the centenary of the Royal British Legion and to witness to the noble ideals and great purposes inspired by Almighty God which animate the members of the Legion, the support of those of our comrades who are still serving in our military forces, and those who have served and who have fallen out by the way of life, the care of the widows, orphans, and other dependents of those who served, the fostering of fellowship and comradeship amongst all its members, the remembrance of the ideals for which we served, and of our fellow citizens who have laid down their lives for us. And also the preservation of true loyalty and devotion to Queen Elizabeth II, Lord of Man, and to our country at all times and in all places. To this end, I call upon my fellow members of the Legion and the whole congregation here present to offer humble prayer to Almighty God, that he will bless the ongoing work of the Legion, its officers and members, and those we serve, and that he will inspire the members of the Legion to carry out with a single heart and devoted purpose the high aims for which we are joined in fellowship. So let us pray. Grant, O merciful God, that with malice towards none, with charity to all, with firmness in the right as thou givest us to see the right, we may strive to finish the task which thou hast appointed us, to bind up the nation's wounds, to care for those who shall have borne the battle, and for the widow and the orphans to do all that may achieve and cherish a just and lasting peace among ourselves and with all nations. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who has made heaven and earth.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
We're going to have a musical item from the a piper from the Pipes and Drums. Would you please be seated? Thank you. And we remain seated as His Excellency brings to us our Bible reading.
The reading is taken from the Gospel of John. St. John reflects on the eternal nature of God's love. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. This is the word of the Lord.
I wonder if anyone ever went to Bagshot Park. If you served either in the regular army or the reserve any time between the early 1970s and the late 1990s, you probably would have done. Bagshot Park, although used now for other purposes, was then the depot and regimental headquarters of the Royal Army Chaplains Department. And through it passed a large number of serving soldiers on courses of various types and periods of quiet and peace and reflection. And it was then, as it is now, really in the form of a stately home. And sometimes if you go to a stately home, you'll see a sign that says, "Please do not walk on the grass." Well, at Bagshot Park, there was no such sign, but there was one by the pond that said, "Please do not walk on the water." And soldiers used to find this very, very funny, and I would meet soldiers in the middle of nowhere, and they would say to me, "Padre, I went to Bagshot Park once. I remember that sign that said, 'Please do not walk on the water.'" And it was there simply, perhaps, as a reminder that firstly, we're spiritual beings. There is a spiritual aspect to our lives. But secondly, also, we are earthly, physical beings, limited in what we can do and subject to the laws of nature around us. And I suppose Bagshot Park, in that role, was a successor to one or two of the things that emerged in the latter part of the First World War. And I think, for example, of Talbot House in Poperinge in Belgium, founded by a chaplain, established by a military chaplain, Padre Clayton, and the beginning of what became the Toc H movement. And if you go to Poperinge, to Talbot House, which you can still visit, then it is there as a place, now a memorial and conference center, but then a place of peace and quiet for soldiers to get them away from the front. And in Talbot House, it was set on four floors. The first floor was for eating and sustaining the body. The second floor was for recreation, fellowship, comradeship, just conversation. The next floor was for sleeping and for rest. And on the top floor, there was a chapel, and no one had to go there, but you were welcome to go there if you wished. And again, that perhaps 1916, 1917, the first acknowledgement that the soldier who fought on the front there was a human being, physical, spiritual, and intellectual. And perhaps it was made all the more poignant by the fact that just round the corner was the execution yard where deserters would be shot. And indeed, I remember a few years ago going to the burgeoning National Military Arboretum to identify a spot for the Chaplains Department Memorial. And we decided to locate it next to the river, next to the brook, with reference to Psalm 23, the still waters beside which the Lord leads me. But just round the corner was the shot at dawn memorial to those for whom it had all been too much. And out of those things, I suggest, out of those first emerging ideas of what it meant to care for the soldier, to care for the service person, came what is now perhaps the work of the Royal British Legion, founded just a few years later. An acknowledgement that after that immense upheaval of the First World War, in which people's personalities were eroded by the acute stress under which they lived and fought, there was a need, quite frankly, quite simply, to do something about it. And so, as it says in the preface to your order of service today, so the Legion was founded for those twin purposes, really, of care and of remembrance. Of care and of remembrance. And those are wonderful things. Care in that full holistic sense of which I've just spoken. Care for the individual in body, in mind, and in spirit. And so we gather today in church to remember these things. And we hear the words of the Lord spoken to his disciples, reminding them that all of us in the end are God's friends. We are friends with God, the God who has created us, and the God who calls us to serve him in one another, in each other. And so in the founding of the Royal British Legion, those visions are present. And we commemorate that today, 100 years on. I've just given a thought or two about the context out of which this arose. What might I say about the last 100 years? Clearly, many things, but I won't. I could speak of many things. I could speak of all sorts of acts of heroism and faithfulness from the human being, the human spirit, that whilst unknown to us, are known to God and have shaped the life of our country. I might speak of the Arctic convoys or of the air sorties, but let me perhaps just reflect on two things from my own experience. We heard earlier in our service the words of the Kohima epitaph, words that draw on a classical tradition back in ancient Greek military history, but words that speak to us from the Battle of Kohima in 1944, a turning point of the war. And yet, for all that, compared to the famous battles of the West, almost unknown, because it happened on the other side of the world. It happened out of sight. It happened out of view. And perhaps we might say that part of the work of the Legion is to bring back into view, bring back into the light of humankind those who have been lost, those whose memory would otherwise remain forgotten on the far side of the world. And then a second reflection from my own personal experience was not very many years ago, perhaps 8 or 9 years ago, dedicating a memorial to the Korean War that stands between the Ministry of Defence and the River Thames in London. And there was, until then, no memorial to the Korean War. There was no memorial to those British soldiers who had fallen in that war. And this was gifted to us as an act of gratitude by the people of Korea. And just as at the Kohima memorial service that we celebrated each year at the 2nd Division in York, one would see the gradually diminishing number of Kohima veterans. So too, at the dedication of that Korean War memorial, veterans came, probably 300 of them, those who had fought in that first war of the United Nations, in that war that is still officially unconcluded because there was no peace settlement. And that is why North and South Korea remain at enmity today. But soldiers who had fought in that war and who saw themselves as the forgotten, brought back into view, that surely is the work of the Legion, of the Royal British Legion, to make people and their sacrifice and their heroism known to us, because it is about sacrifice. It is about giving one's life that others may live. It is about giving their today for others tomorrow. And we sit here in peace and freedom precisely for that very reason. I've offered a thought or two about care and about what it means to care for the human being, body, mind, and spirit. Perhaps I can conclude simply with a word or two on remembrance, which is the other aspect of the Legion's work. If I look in the Christian Gospels for the word remembrance, I find it particularly in two places. I find it where a man dying with Jesus says to him, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And what he means by that is not, "Don't forget me." He means, "Remember me in that deepest sense. Let me be with you. Let me be part of your kingdom." And then the other time I find that word is at the Last Supper, when Jesus takes bread and wine and shares them with the disciples and says, "Do this in remembrance of me." Not meaning, again, do this so that you don't forget me, but do this so that you may be with me. Do this so that nothing may separate us from my love. Do this so that nothing may separate us from one another in God. And that, it seems to me, is the meaning of remembrance. It's not just about thinking of people. It's about caring and loving and remembering them in that deeper way, honoring them and commending them to God prayerfully. That's what we do on Remembrance Sunday each year. And that is what we do every time we gather as part of the Legion. That's what we did earlier in our service today. And so I leave those thoughts with us, simply some reflections around care and remembrance. And our prayer might be that in the next century, we will not see again those acute and lethal human conflicts that lead to such war and that require such sacrifice. Our hope must be that we see those things never again. That may be our hope, but what the reality will be, we cannot know. And until then, the work of the service person will continue, the work of the armed forces will continue, and the work of the Royal British Legion will continue. And may it be blessed indeed under Almighty God. Amen.
Thank you very much. I invite you to stand to make an active commitment to the aims and goals of the Royal British Legion. Let us commit ourselves to responsible living and faithful service. Will you strive for all that makes for peace?
We will.
We will.
Will you seek to heal the wounds of war?
We will.
Will you work for a just future for all?
We will.
Merciful God, we offer to you the fears in us that have not yet been cast out by love. May we accept the hope you have placed in the hearts of all people and live lives of justice, courage, and mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Redeemer.
Amen. Amen.
Would you please be seated for another musical item or two by the Women in Song Community Choir. Father, take these, our gifts, and use them for the work of the Royal British Legion, on this island and throughout these islands. Even for Jesus' sake we pray. Amen.
In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. We give thanks for our Sovereign Lady, Queen Elizabeth II, Lord of Man, patron of the Royal British Legion, for the vision and commitment of our founders and benefactors, and for all who have furthered our cause throughout the past 100 years. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray that, as custodian of the nation's remembrance, we may never forget those who in world wars and conflicts, both past and present, have made the supreme sacrifice in the pursuit of justice, freedom, and peace. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for the gifts of wisdom, discernment, and grace to continue the work of support and advocacy for families and veterans, young and old, who through bereavement, disability, and pain continue to suffer the consequences of warfare and the wounds of battle. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for the men and women of Her Majesty's Armed Forces serving at sea, on land, and in the air, that strengthened and sustained, they may meet danger with bravery, discipline, and loyalty. Lord, hear us.
Lord,
Almighty God, in your mercy, give us the perseverance to be true to our calling, that standing shoulder to shoulder with all who serve, and following the example of Jesus Christ, we may ever seek to put service before self, through him who is the servant of all, the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And together we pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Would you please be seated as we have more music from the Londoo Male Voice Choir.
No.
should say thank you to the musicians who've enriched our worship this afternoon and our celebration of the Royal British Legion. I'd like to thank the Castletown Metropolitan Silver Band, and after 10 years, I can almost say Metropolitan, who are regular visitors to St. George's, and thank them especially not only for their musical contribution, but for leading us in worship. We are very grateful to you. Thank you very much to the Women in Song Community Choir and Karen Elliott. And we thank the Londoo Choir as well. We're very grateful and we will show our gratitude and appreciation in the time-honoured way. Castletown Metropolitan Silver Band will be back here in August, mid-August, as they are every year, for the Royal Artillery Society. They're now going to lead us in the singing of our final hymn, Lead Us, Heavenly Father, Lead Us.
Be of good courage, hold fast that which is good, render to no one evil for evil, strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, honour everyone, love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and those you love, this night and forevermore.
Amen.
Amen.
show.